from Victoria's racing heartland. This is the only program dedicated to Victorian country racing. Welcome to the Country Racing Show. It's got it all. Where we
belong. Maggie Payne, it's a good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Gareth, and all your listeners, and it is a good afternoon. So looking forward to the Country Racing Show today.
0416 90 50 52, a new look competition, a $50 Country Racing Victoria voucher to give away for the listener, Maggie, who tips the Mildura Cup winner tomorrow afternoon. Can you help them out?
Well, hopefully we might be speaking to Lindsay Smith soon, so he might be able to steer us into a winner. But, yeah, it's a cracking field for the Mildura Cup tomorrow, so plenty to go on. But there's a great field, including Sierra Sue, who tops the market, at Mildura, so lots to look forward to. So send through your selections and then we'll announce a winner next week.
Maggie, growing up in Mildura, it was always a special time. We had the Cup Carnival for the Trots in April, and then especially towards the latter stages of my teenage years, the Mildura Gallops Carnival became a lot bigger with the 2 days, and they do a wonderful job, and it was great to have so many of the best trainers and the jockeys head to Mildura for the 2-day carnival. Geez, I feel for the club and for the people of the St. Regis area, because last year we didn't have the Cup Carnival because of COVID, and once again it's just been at the wrong time of the year. But Jarrett Farley does a wonderful job as the Mildura Club Manager, and he joins us now on the Country Racing Show. G'day, Jarrett. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
You can't buy a trick at the moment, really, can you?
No, we haven't had a lot of luck over the last sort of 18 months, I suppose. COVID's definitely winning the battle, but we'll keep fighting.
And Jarrett, you mentioned that you didn't race last year during COVID. You're all set to go this week, and not only that, your community's, I guess, been rocked by those little COVID cases. So how's everyone holding up?
Yeah, it definitely caused a bit of angst around town, a couple of cases that we did have. But look, everyone's done the right thing. They've got tested. Those who had the cases isolated. So, yeah, they've done all they needed to do, and hopefully we can keep moving forward.
Was a consideration a little bit like that harness meeting today that's been transferred to Swan Hill because of the COVID situation in Mildura? Was there discussions that maybe you would have to move the cup once again?
Yeah, Gareth, there was discussions, but a bit of a different setup there. The harness racing actually got moved because one of the testing sites was set up right adjacent to their actual facility.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was a concern there. But no, look, Racing Victoria and Country Racing Victoria supported us all the way through, and they were pretty dead on the fact we were going to race up here.
And I guess on the positive side, Jarrett, is you've got a couple of days of great racing, so you must be happy with strong fields, especially your cup. It's come up really strong, and it's probably one of the strongest Mildura Cups that you've seen at your time there, certainly.
Yeah, look, the fields did hold up pretty well. Obviously, we had a lot of nominations, and then the acceptances come through, and they were reasonably strong for both days. So, and the cup itself, you know, when you got 3 or 4 90-rater horses, I guess that looks pretty good too.
And, Jarrett, you must be proud with the way that your club, you don't... You've been increasing your meetings each and every year, and there's some really good racing people in Mildura. Ross Lanyon, he does a lot for racing in this state. Of course, he's worked closely with Racing Victoria, still on the board there, and he's done a lot of great work with Country Racing Victoria. But there's a lot of great racing people in the St. Regis area.
Yeah, there is. And the Lanyon family, I think, have been quite huge in racing up here in general. Ross's brother Jamie's our chairman, and they're very, very big in assisting us and the whole racing industry.
And another important thing I've got to ask you, Jarrett, and speaking of Jamie and Ross Lanyon, is they always have a few horses, in ownership of a few horses around the traps, and Mildura is obviously their hometown targeted, and you tell me you've got to share it. Shares in a couple. Is there any whispers floating around town for the next couple of days?
Not that I'm aware of. I know that.
Now, don't lie, Jarrett. Don't lie, because I know the Lanyons, and they always keep one up their sleeve. You can give their secret away. They won't be listening.
They've obviously forgotten to pass on the message, mate. I haven't heard any inside information as yet. I suppose I'll hit them up this afternoon with a text message and see how we go.
In fact, I might text right now and say, you don't hide any secrets from us here on RSN 927. But you must be happy with the fields and the support too, from especially some of the biggest trainers in this state heading to Mildura over the next couple of days.
Yeah, that's right. Look, the favourite, obviously, Sierra Sue. We don't see Buffett and Young up here very often, so it's good for them to come up here and support. And Bill Stokes bringing back last year's Cup winner. So it is really good to see the bigger trainers and the smaller trainers travelling from a long way away supporting the carnival.
I'm locked in next year, Jarrett. I'll book into the Grand if I can get a spot there. And, you'll be there as well, Maggie. We'll have to take you to the hometown and you'll have a lot of fun. We appreciate your time, Jarrett, and good luck with it all. And next year, look out, Mildura. It'll be the biggest Cup carnival in history.
Yeah, fingers crossed, mate. And thanks for having me on today and happy punting.
There's Jarrett Farley, of course, the club manager there at the Mildura track. And Lindsay Smith, he just sent me a text. He's just going past my, I grew up, people say I got too many hometowns, me. I was born and bred in Birdship, lived there for about 10 or 11 years. And then my family, we moved up to Mildura to live until I went to boarding school in Kilmore. But Lindsay Smith, he's seeing a little bit of Victoria these days. So he's just passing Birdship in the Mallee. So hopefully his reception's okay when we join him in just a moment. Maggie Payne, Gareth Hall with you. This is the Country Racing Show here on RSN Central. Now, Lindsay Smith is going. He's basically in the Mallee as we speak. And the phone coverage might not be too flash hot because we can't get hold of him. So we'll keep on persevering, even if we can get him for a couple of minutes, Maggie. We'll try and get his best bet for the upcoming Mildura Cup Carnival. But do you have an opinion on tomorrow's race?
Well, I'm going through the race, as Jarrett mentioned, it's pretty strong. Obviously, topping the weights there is More Than Exceed for Philip Stokes and Sierra Sue, who only finished, five lengths off Tophane in a Group 1 Tats Tiara a few weeks ago. But I really liked Mr. Moneybags for Lindsay Smith. That's why I wanted to get his opinion on it. It's around the $8 mark, and he's only had him for a few starts, and he's won a couple of those. So interested to see. At the $8, it'd be silly not to have a bit of a play. And then you've got the Tassie horse, Street Tough, with Will Clarkin at the moment, and Dean Holland in the saddle at $3. So he's flying at the moment, Dean Holland. So it'll be interesting to see whether Street Tough and the Scotty Brunton and Stable can get the Mildura Cup.
Yeah, and that'll be interesting. I don't know if we've had too many Tasmanians take out a Mildura Cup before. And the South Australians, there should be a market really, Maggie, because Mildura, Adelaide's the closest city to Mildura. And there's a lot of South Australian trainers that target this Cup Carnival as well. The state of origin clash, who trains more winners, the Aussies or the South Aussies? I mean, the Victorians or the South Aussies?
No, that's very true. And you find that with a lot of those cups. And even as Jared mentioned, it probably over the years gone by, a lot of city Melbourne stables, that is, didn't go to Mildura. But Paddy Payne and probably the Darren Weirs changed that philosophy. And I think Darren Weir even won it five times in a row. And a jockey that you do want to follow in the Mildura Cup is Dean Yendall. He's won about five or six of them, and he's on Mr. Moneybags. So he certainly knows the track, but you're right about the South Aussies. They try and come over and steal our cup. So hopefully we can keep it in Victoria this time.
Oh, we've got the great man, Lindsay Smith, here. He is heading through the Mallee as we speak. And Lindsay, hello to you.
Hello, mate.
Did you go to the Birchip Bakery?
I don't know, but you know, brothers here, young brothers.
No. I think we've all moved on.
A couple of kids look like you.
I would have thought you would have got a picture with the Mallee Bull, Lindsay.
Oh, no. That's what they used to call me once upon a time.
They did. Does Maggie know that Lindsay, to impress his lovely wife, 20 years younger than Lindsay, Maggie, he actually went to a gym and trained himself because he fell in love with his beautiful wife, and then when he was training himself, he worked out how you train horses as well, Maggie.
Well, Gareth, you better be a bit careful. Lindsay might pull into some of those places and I guess find out what the real facts are of what you've been telling us over the past few years. So you better be too lippy.
As I said, Maggie, I've seen a couple of kids look like him, yeah. So you never know. But yeah, well, nowadays I've put on a bit of weight because I don't think Rebecca loves me anymore.
No, yes, well, Rebecca, you've done well there. I think she does, Lindsay, especially if you can train the Mildura Cup winner and Mr. Moneybags. Now, Maggie is declaring him. Do you share her confidence?
She's a good judge, so I hope so. He trialled well the other morning at Coleraine. Brett Purple-Cohen rode him, and he said to definitely send him, and he's going to be very hard to beat. So he's been around the bend a few times, Brett Purple, so I'd say he knows what he's talking about, so... And the horse enjoys the beach lifestyle, so and the track should suit him. So good barrier, should just sit off the pace.
And Lindsay, you haven't had him that long in your stable, but you've had a bit of success from him straight up. So you must be pretty impressed with how he's, you know, come into the stable, and he's a bit getting a bit older, but using the beach training and that kind of stuff to get him fit.
Yeah, well, Robbie Griffiths thought that a change of environment for his old legs would suit him. So he came to me last time in good order. So now I've started from scratch. Just hopefully I haven't mucked it up too much. But he seems okay, and he's quite willing in his work. So, yeah. And it's a lot of money for a good race. So it's not far off the Saturday race. So we've lost the
play. And what about Cracksman before your line officially cracks up there, Lindsay? Yeah, it's a great chance, Gareth. Get on Cracksman. So it is a difficult road as you go past Bircher up towards Wormalang that way. I would imagine that where that's the way Lindsay's going. Yeah, you do run out of coverage a little bit. So I think that's a good enough push, however, with Mr. Moneybags, Maggie.
Yeah, I'll take that. And I'm really looking forward to the card at Mildura tomorrow. You did mention Cracksman. He's in the staying race. Race 6 on the card tomorrow at Mildura, and I also like in that race Acceleration for Richie Cully. It's great to see him head up there with a good horse. You know, he only just missed behind probably a good one at Sandown last start in Hosier. So if you're looking, it's about the $3 mark at the moment.
All right.
Cracksman at the 34. But you, I'm sure, Lindsay's a 6-hour drive from Warrnambool, so he might be heading into Stefano's or the Spanish Grill or something
yes.
like that up there.
I think he's ready to go, Maggie. So Cracksman, yes. Lindsay, just quickly, should we get on this galloper as well?
Oh, it's a bit hard, that race. So I didn't expect it to be so strong. So he'll have to improve a fair bit. So I would say he's under the odds, if I heard you right, saying $4 or something.
No, he's $34 and $8.
Oh,
so we.
I missed the three. That's always handy. I thought you got a bit of pressure on me. $4, Cracksman.
We'll have $1 each way. All right, mate, we'll catch up with you before Saturday. What's your best on Saturday, just quickly? Just give us one.
I'll go the old boy. If the track's wet, I'd go great again, and I've got a bit of time for a strip back if the track improves.
All right, mate. Thanks for that, Lindsay. Safe trip.
Yeah, giddy up. Bye.
Yep. So, Maggie, your best Mr. Moneybags at Mildura tomorrow?
No, my best will be race 6, number 6, at Mildura tomorrow for Richie Cully Acceleration, and then my second best will be race 7, number 3, Mr. Moneybags.
All right, Maggie. Great work as always. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Gareth. Look forward to it.
There's Maggie Payne. That's the Country Racing Show. Shep.